You see, Satan in this temptation wanted to come between the soul and God. In other words, he wanted to wean man from God, win man over to himself, and to become the God of man. The temptations, you see, of the flesh would not have appealed to man in that day anyway. He wasn't tempted to steal or lie to covet. He was just tempted to doubt God. What was the trouble at the rich young ruler? Didn't believe. You have the parable of the sower. The seed didn't fall on good ground. Well, the parable of the tares. You see, here are those that would not believe God. Satan's method, you see. First, saw it was good for food. Second, it's pleasant to the eye and to be desired. He works from the outside to the inside, without to within. And God begins with man's heart. Have you ever noticed that? Religion is something you rub on the outside. God doesn't begin with religion. And may I make a distinction here? Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is Christ. There are a lot of religions. And the Lord Jesus, he went right to the very fountainhead. He said, ye must be born again. And then he said to the Pharisees, who were very religious on the outside, he says, make the inside of the platter clean. Why, he said, you're just like a mausoleum, beautiful on the outside with marble and flowers, but inside dead men's bones. What a picture. Their eyes were open, their conscience, and they knew they were naked. May I say to you, there's no really new style in fig leaves. Men are still going to church and going through religious exercises and good works. And what happened? When they heard the voice of the Lord God in the garden, they ran from God. Religion will separate you from God. And Adam's lost. The Lord God called unto him and said, where are you, Adam? Adam's lost. It's God seeking him and not man seeking God. There's no confession on his part. Will you notice that?